WMobile.
Be Saturday afternoon, W2T, sitting at home.
Southern Greenville County, or somewhere, Southern Simpsonville.
You been out flying today?
No, been hanging a double bazooka. What you been doing today?
Went out and got me some lunch and then came back home. Haven't felt like doing much of anything else today.
Why are you not feeling good?
Something I ate disagreed with me, but that's, at my age, that gets to be that way sometimes.
And I hope you get by that ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Usually when I get hit by something like this, it's one of these 24-hour things, if that long. And then it moves on, thankfully, and everything. So, anyway, and sitting around here. Supposed to be some PSK and Ritty nets on 20 meters this afternoon from the Century Club that I belong to, but for some reason there's none on the schedule for today, and I've sent messages to the schedulers and somebody else wanting to know what the heck happened to them.
Hey, Dave, how about giving me a call whenever you get through this conversation with Rusty? I hope you get to feeling better, Rusty, KN4BWA.
I'll let you guys have it. I'm going to go back to what I was doing over here. Y'all can converse at your leisure. Catch you later, W2T clear.
All right, Rusty. Get feeling better quick. don't like it when you don't feel good. You want me to call you on the cellular twisted pair, Steve?
Negative. This is fine right here. Did any of the guys get in touch with you about today?
Yeah, but I was in the middle of hanging an antenna.
Well, you're done just in time. Come on up.
Superior that I would be home a little afternoon, so I can't take off and do something else.
The priorities. My.
Well, you know, we have two volunteers to help us do that, but it's going to have to give them more than an hour's heads up.
That's all they gave me.
That's all I got, too, but I was doing something. You might not have been doing something else already.
After that trip I made yesterday, I told you about that, didn't I?
And it was worth it. I don't bellyache about it.
Well, I got to bed last night about 11 after Blue Bloods, and, man, I slept until 10 o'clock this morning. I just can't go and drive that. I figured it out, and it was right just a fraction short of 500 miles, and plus working 3 or 4 hours, it got the best of me.
Blue Bloods, because it didn't come on last night.
Yeah, well, last night was Friday night, and it was on last night, and I watched it.
Maybe it's Yellowstone I'm thinking on that comes on Sunday nights, but I thought Blue Bloods came on Sunday nights. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting confused.
3 or 4 TV shows that I actually keep up with. The rest of it is just that's Blue Bloods. Well, I take that back. I watched the 911, the Parent 911 series. And then I watched Yellowstone. And I watched 1923. And I love this new thing. Sue, even though it's kind of violent, Sue even loves that new Tulsa King.
That 1823 stuff. I like Blue Bloods and Yellowstone. That's about it.
Now they got a new one out. 1923 has Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. It's pretty good. 1923.
And cars are in it.
No. It's the story of his great-granddad, and anyhow, yeah, it's the family lineage coming up, and it's the first, the youngest son of the original guy that went out there, and Harrison Ford plays his great-uncle, and Helen Mirren plays his great-aunt. They're running the place for him until he can get some signs on him.
So it's about the Duttons?
Yep.
Okay. That might be worth looking at. I don't know. I don't like to get hung up on too many of those things. That wastes your time, you know.
But that's when I don't now because I'm revamping my shed, but, you know, I can put on the TV in the front bedroom where my shed is, and Sue and I watched 1923, and I worked my FT8 with no volume at the same time.
About the digital modes, you don't have to talk. you can do it in the middle of the night. You won't wake up anybody in the house.
In the middle of the night, when you got heartburn and your mind is racing and you just can't sleep, you go in there and do that, and do it for about an hour, and you just get groggy and you drop right off.
Want to fall asleep doing digital modes?
But you know, when you got your mind racing, thinking about stuff that you need to do, and you can't seem to get to sleep, you go in there and you concentrate on one solid thing, and then you get tired enough, you just shut it down and go back to bed. You know, at least it works for me. You go right to sleep.
It does work like that. More so when I was working than when I'm not. I don't really have that problem when I'm not working. Did you, are you on your way out to cut wood right now?
KN4, VWA. On my way out Highway 414 to hook up with the guys at Johnny's and cut the wood. Yep.
They're not going to split it or haul it.
I kind of qualified this thing with them, and we're taking the wood off of Johnny's, and I made sure that it was wood that was already on the ground, so I'm not sure if they got a splitter or not, but, you know, I'm kind of hoping we're going to haul it over there. I mean, that's going to be a pretty good bit of effort to complete that final leg.
KFIWLO mobile. Today, I think the plan is just to cut and haul today.
I'll talk to Johnny about whether I need to get up with Richard to get a splitter out there or not.
I think the way he was talking, the way we're planning on splitting the day of the winter field day, but I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, it's going to work poorly because he's supposed to be doing other stuff, not splitting wood.
I'm on St. Mark Road heading that way. Go ahead, Steve.
You know what? It ain't going to matter a hill of beans if it's below 30 degrees, well, below 35 or 40 degrees, or if it's raining. Because if it's one or two of those, y'all going to be on your own.
Pat.
On the 28th to 29th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's raining, you know, it's likely to be called off if it's raining, because everything just turns into mud.
That probably won't be there if it's like it anyways.
For subject, let me get both of y'all's opinions. Somebody gave me the idea of putting fence rails, chain link fence, top rails together, like I had already done on my she shed. And I think I'm going to go ahead and try to put up that vertical because I put it together last night and I stood it up straight and it stands moderately fine on its own. So I think I'm going to try to take it out there and I'm going to try to take my inverted V out there, that OCF NVIS out there for the day. And then I'll have, depending on how many are coming, I could have three rigs out there.
Leroy.
I agree. As long as the wind's not blowing, it should be okay.
About this, guys, I have got a hitch for the back of my truck that has a hole in it, a 2-inch square hole, so that I can adjust the height of the bow up and down. Well, if I take that segment out, I've got a 2-inch receiver with a hole through it that's vertical. Well, if I take that fence rail topping and I put a weld in a spike on one end and just kind of stand it up and tamp it into the ground, I could take the rest of that 24 foot of fence railing and just stand it right straight up on segments on its end and put the top of that, or put the bottom of the vertical at the top of the fence rail. I just don't know how steady it'll be just yet.
GW. I don't know, I'd have to see it. Getting my mental picture starting to get fuzzy.
I'm thinking of, you may have to at least guide it a little bit, but it should work. Either that or take a piece of flat metal and weld it to the bottom of it, and that works it that way.
Concerned, see, this top rail will go through the hitch and with the spike stick right straight down into the ground, and I can drive that down into the ground with the spike in, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, as long as it doesn't, you know, if the wind's not blowing, if the wind's blowing, it might bend it right there where it goes through the hitch.
How big of a wind load would that be, though? It's starting to rain up here on Locust Hill.
Listen, sugar melts and salt dissipates, and I can't go out in the rain. I'll melt.
We might be calling this off if it keeps this up.
Okay, I mean, are you still working, Leroy?
I work usually 3 to 4 days a week.
If this doesn't pan out today, maybe you and I can come up on one of the days that you're not working and grab Dave up and make sure that he gets a little exercise. And the three of us can come up and cut wood and take it over.
We'll just lose out on the use of the tractor, probably.
See what the setup is over there, but either way, the three of us can take one day and get in there and get it done. How many have we got coming this morning, Leroy?
Plus Johnny. The three of us, plus Johnny and two others.
Recruited a couple of neighbors to assist, and it'd be you and I, Steve. Dave, are you on the way? We got five total today, Steve.
That'll be more than enough.
Should be, depending on what we're getting ourselves into. I hadn't really seen what we got yet.
I
gotta
turn around, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay, 5WLM mobile.
Something ain't matching up here. I just turned right where the GPS told me to turn in. It says it's Boswell Circle, but what I've got is Center Road.
Coming off of 414, I think it is Center Road off of 414.
Right, that's a roger. No, okay, now it's got me on Circle Road, Boswell Circle.
The upper end. You'll go almost all the way down to Mush Creek, and he'll be there on the left-hand side. He lives in a mobile home.
Sounds good to me. Well, I'm about to pull in. So, anyhow, so we're supposed to have five over here today?
I don't know, 10 minutes out or so.
Okay.
I'm not planning on making it there today.
Tell you what. I just don't know what to think about that. Let's see. Is this 34? No? Hang on here. Well, let me try to find it. I think I see it now. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I'm here. Y'all have fun.
W4DJW. Mobile. 385 North.
Mobile clear on Mugus Hill.
Give him down the road about zero heads up.
Roger that.
I appreciate it. I'll do that too.
Give me heads up this morning, and he said he called me, so I waited, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours before he called me back, but we'll talk to him out offline.
We'll double team him.
I'll talk to you later. Passing Sandy Flat.
Good EJW, mobile, 291.
To his place before. Well, his trailer kind of sits back. You got to go up the hill a little bit to get into his driveway, right?
Right.
Aha, okay. And he's got an old red Suburban sitting out there?
About right. You'll kind of go off. There'll be a shed on the right-hand side as you get down that hill. You'll come to a T-intersection. You'll turn right to go to this actual house. If you turn left, you're right there at the club shed.
I've got it. Now, he's got a dark gray, a dark silver Suburban, and then he's got an old beige Suburban out there, right?
Correct.
Thank you. I'm here. K4WA, I'm clear.
Okay. I'm still about 3 miles to Mush Creek.
KA3JCA, Water Tree.
KF4NXY, David.
Mr. David, are you trying to stay warm today? KA3JCA.
As a matter of fact, I got a blanket around me right now.
I don't know, for some reason, I'm only supposed to get up to 55 over here, but I swear it feels colder than that.
Does to me too. I've been outside several times and I've had to come back in and get a jacket to stay outside very long. It don't feel like no 55 degrees to me yet.
Top it off, I think they're calling for some rain tomorrow.
They're saying, you know, like 30% to 50% chance, so probably get some showers.
I heard the guys out there earlier. I was in the middle of doing something. I was going to jump in. I guess they're going out to cut some firewood.
I think I heard them myself, and I wasn't close enough to the radio to get in and talk to them, but yeah, I think that's what they were talking about doing.
I wonder if they're going to like cut it like into 12 or 18-inch or 24-inch pieces.
Do not know exactly what the plans are on that.
We hope that the weather is nice. As long as it's not raining, I can put up with a little bit of the cold. But if it's not raining, I want to try to go out to that winter field day.
Down in Aiken a couple of years ago, and it was so doggone cold that, you know, after a few hours, I told them, I said, sorry, but I gotta go home and get warm.
Yeah, I have a brother that lives in upstate New York, and when they get ready to do stuff, they do a lot of cutting trees and milling their own lumber out there and so forth like that. Then they take all the scraps and they make like one of those big teepee type fires, bonfires, and then early in the evening they light it just around dusk time.
Something like that will last a good while. Well, Richard, my cup here has gotten empty, so I'm gonna go get me another glass. Y'all have a good afternoon, and hope to see you at the winter field day. KF4NXY.
That's perfect timing too, yeah, because Cassie just brought me my cup of ice, and I probably switched over to diet drinks completely, but I actually found a diet A&W root beer that I like, so I'm going to go partake of one of those right now. So we'll catch you later. Give Miss Marie our regards there, sir. Can you stay warm there, KA3JCA.